You promised me one slice, brother, said Gluck.
Oh, and you were cutting it hot, I suppose, and going to catch all the gravy. It'll be long before I promise you such a thing again. Leave the room, sir, and have the kindness to wait in the coal cellar till I call you.
Such a night as it was, howling wind and rushing rain. The brothers put up all the shutters and double-bar the door before they went to bed. They usually slept in the same room. As the clock struck 12, they were both awakened by a tremendous crash. Their door burst open so suddenly that the house shook from top to bottom.
What's that?
Cried Schwartz, starting up in his bed.
Oh, I,
said the little gentleman. The two brothers sat up and stared into the darkness. The room was full of water, and by a misty moonbeam which found its way through a hole in the shutter, they could see in the midst of it an enormous foam globe, on which, as on a cushion, reclined the little old gentleman, cap and all. There was plenty of room for it now, for the roof was off.
"Sorry to disturb you," said their visitor. "I'm afraid your beds are down. Perhaps you had better go to your brother's room. I've left the ceiling on there."
They required no second warning, but rushed into Gluck's room, wet through and full of terror.
"You will find my card on the kitchen table," the old gentleman called after them. "Remember the last visit."
"Pray heaven it may," said Schwartz, shuddering, and the foam globe disappeared.
Dawn came at last, and the two brothers looked out of Gluck's little window in the morning. The treasure valley was one mass of ruin and desolation. The flood had swept away trees, crops, and cattle, and left in their place a waste of red sand and gray mud. The two brothers crept shivering and horror-stricken into the kitchen. The water had ruined the whole first floor. Corn, money, almost every movable thing had been swept away, and there was left only a small white card on the kitchen table. On it, in large, breezy, long-legged letters, were engraved the words, "Southwest Wind, Squire."